go to Colonel John Mills. Colonel John Mills, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brandon, how are you doing tonight? Always an honor to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your being patient with us. We went a little long tonight, about 15 minutes from Mike's show into my normal slot, so it threw everything off, so thanks for being patient. I'm going to have Gordon Chang here at the news desk with me in just a minute, and I know that you know who Gordon Chang is, correct?
Absolutely. Tell Gordon hi from me.
I will. Colonel John Mills says hello, and he says to say hello back to you. Okay.
All right.
So before we go to Dr. Gordon Chang, tell me about your latest book that just came out, right?
Yeah, well, it's going to be pre-order is going to be next Thursday. Thank you so much, Brandon. It's called The Nation Will Follow. So it's about my material witness status on Spygate and the coup against Trump and my four-year journey trying to get the attention of investigators to investigate this, finally getting it in front of the Durham investigation. So a number of key elements of information exposing the coup against Trump. So I was a material witness, and these were my statements to the Durham investigation. And it's not just about that, though. It's really, so what do we do about it as Americans?
Right.
And the important thing is to take action, and it's really about America. Everybody wants to know what to do. It's your county. Get involved in your county and dominate the centers of gravity, and that's in your county. And that's what I go over and give some great exemplars with a number of interviews of patriots who are fighting at the local level. It's all about your county.
Now,
Don't worry about anybody else.
Why did you call it The Nation Will Follow? That's the title. You couldn't tell us the other night, so now you've announced the title of your book is called Colonel John Mills, who, by the way, served as National Security Staff for two presidents, right?
Absolutely. At the tail end of the Bush administration and the beginning of the Obama administration. And I was actually asked to create a complete chronology of all of my knowledge of all the malfeasance during the Obama years, which led up to Spygate starting in, really, it accelerated in spring of 2016. And right after the election, I was asked, I have got to be part of the team that puts together the story that Trump is a Russian asset and delay or block the inauguration.
And you were asked to be a part of, you were asked to be a part of that.
I was asked to be a part of it. I was called on the top secret phones that, John, you have got to be part of this. We need you because we need to finalize the story. And it was Comey and Brennan who personally wrote the fake intelligence community assessment.
So you're
that's a key part of the book and key part of the report of my statements to the Durham investigation.
So CIA director, FBI director, both were involved in this phony narrative about Russiagate to even try to stop President Trump, President-elect Trump, from being sworn into office.
Absolutely.
So
it was
so
unbelievable.
Why are these guys not sitting in a prison in D.C. waiting trial for subversion, for insurrection?
Yeah. The only insurrection occurred was really on in November of 2020. This was a complex RICO act coup on behalf of a number of people. So they're not locked up now, but I have faith and confidence in Durham and others, and there are many patriots that are relentless, and we can go into the future too and address the 22 election at the same time we're addressing the 20 election and all the malfeasance. So we can do both at the same time. We're Americans.
So do you believe that John Brennan, and you're saying John Brennan, CIA director, James Comey, FBI director, were knowingly involved in peddling a false story about Donald Trump and Russiagate and tried to stop his being sworn in as president? You're saying they knowingly were involved in that false report.
They were personally. I was actually sitting on the group putting together the document, and then in the process it comes back out to the departments and agencies for staffing. So I was one of the senior DOD officials to finalize the package for review by Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense, and I was told, don't worry, Ash Carter's already signed because Comey and Brennan are personally hands on keyboard writing the fake intelligence community assessment, it wasn't until Hurricane Rick Grinnell and John Ratcliffe declassified handwritten notes that showed factually that that both Comey and Brennan knew in summer of 16 the whole Russiagate story was fake. It was fake. And yet, as soon as Trump won, they spun it up. And I was in London. I was serendipitously in London in October of 2016, came across part of the malfeasance and a number of other events. So that's, I give some of the details, not all of the details, but just a handful of the details of my very extensive statements. Say statements to the Durham investigation.
So you're really making yourself a target now.
Well, I'm a material witness, and it took me a while. I was trying to get to the DODIG Inspector General, the Department of Justice Inspector General, Senate and House staff. I was just saying, I have been firsthand material witness knowledge of a number of events, and I am trying to get people's attention. And it took me 4 years to get this in front, and then almost a year after the Durham investigation was stood up, I used my knowledge, skills, and abilities to get my information right in front of the Durham investigation. And despite many calls and no returns from Department of Justice, finally I went straight to the investigation, and they took everything that I had.
So everything that you had put together and researched on your own, they took it all?
Absolutely. Yeah, 30 pages over a number of years, because these events, because I was asked to put together a complete chronological timeline. And when you start putting together the events, and it took me a number of months to actually prepare this. And it actually, there was events all the way back to 2010. And then as it came toward the midterm election, the Obama team really got spun up, because they were very spooked by the Tea Party movement. So they started inside a government identifying who they felt were untrustworthy people that potentially were Tea Party sympathizers. Guess what? I was one of them. I went through, three IRS investigations in a row for out of the blue for some reason.
You did? You did?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, what a coincidence. Yeah, came out clean on every one of them. And but clearly, for some reason, I was getting people's attention.
Wow, I guess you were. And is a lot of this in the book?
Yeah, well, I give just some of the details, because I don't want there's some of the details I can't necessarily go over at this time because of the investigation. And there's a number of names that I mentioned that haven't been publicly revealed so far. So Durham is relentless. And
you really are counting on something to come from that, huh? From Durham.
I have faith in that, and especially in when we have gain of function January and all the investigations that will begin in January against everything that's going on, and not just Russiagate, Spygate, Fauci, like your previous guest was mentioning all of those things. I have faith that we will reveal, truth will be revealed on all these matters, because the American people are relentless. And most there are many patriots out there fighting in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, in Georgia. The American people are relentless, and there is a growing tide of just righteous anger on these topics and matters. And the American people won't be silenced, and they are tenacious.
They're waking up. Here we see it at CPAC 2022 in Dallas, Texas. Day one, two more days to go, and we appreciate your being with us. Now, how can people go ahead and order the book, and when's it come out?
So next week, we're going to launch the website, the title of the book, and I'll reveal that next week on your show, the exact website.
But the name of the book is The Nation Will Follow.
The official title is The Nation Will Follow. And that comes from my theme of citizens, secure your county and the nation will follow. Mm. Secure your local terrain, your local turf, your registrar, your election board, your county council, your school board, your sheriff, your judges, your prosecutors. Those are the seven key centers of gravity. That's what it's all about. Don't worry about anybody else's county. Don't worry about any other situation but your own county. So that's the takeaway from my book. As I saw the coup, as I saw this RICO collaboration of these many groups, I said, what do we do about it as Americans? It's all based on our county. If we just dominate our counties, we don't have to worry about the deep state and the swamp. because it all starts with making sure that we have secure and we have election integrity in our counties.
Absolutely.
We have governance that's proper in our counties. There's only out of the 3,300 counties in America, there's only about 30 to 40 that really cause problems. But the cancer can grow and spread. So Americans need to make sure in their home turf that everything is operating in a constitutional manner. That's what's so important. Don't worry, everybody says, well, Fulton County is doing this. Pennsylvania is doing that. Don't worry. Dominate your own county. It's all about your county. So secure your county and the nation will follow. And this is book one, because we're going to do three books in a row here. This is the first book, The Nation Will Follow. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be action-packed. It's about my career, my direct material witness role with Spygate and Russiagate. And my relentless work to make sure this got in front of the Durham investigation. And then citizens, what do we do about it? We dominate our counties. It's awesome. All about our counties.
Awesome. Colonel John Mills, thanks as always for being with us.
Brandon, thank you so much. Always an honor to be with you.
Appreciate you being with us as well. Look forward to next week and that website being launched.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Take care.
You too.